Welcome to the Lost American podcast number 21. You know, yes, the government is shut down totally. Well, not totally, but they have shut down. And I thought this would be a good opportunity for me to, you know, answer some of the emails that I've received. And a lot of them are revolving around the same theme, which is, what the hell am I? A lot of people are claiming that, you know, thank God there's a Tea Party guy out there. Well, that's not me. I'm not Democratic, and I'm not Republican. I'm not even sure if I'm a Libertarian. But because of this now, because we have this government shutdown, maybe this would be an opportunity for me to clarify myself and where I stand on certain positions and where I tend to lean towards, as in a political party. So, let's start, shall we?
What does a government shutdown mean for people in your district?
Well, for Ohio, it means more fits and starts in the economy, the inability of our economy to keep on a steady growth path.
Now, where and when does the government have anything to do or create any sort of economy? The government does nothing more than to crush the economy. It doesn't create jobs. The government is not there, and it does not create jobs. It creates a monopoly where it forces other people out, normal people that would like to create a job. They have the inability to do so because the government has monopoly on that area. Just take a look at garbage collection. Now, there are some places that have a private company that comes and collects your garbage. Let's take a look at the post office. Now, the post office has a monopoly on first-class mail, which means if you want to send an envelope, a letter, anywhere, you have to use the United States Postal Service. You know, the company that has been losing money for the last 20 years. They don't create jobs. Where do you think they get the money to pay these people? Well, from you. They steal it from you. They give it to them. They're not creating new businesses. That is not what the government does. And a lot of politicians claim that.
They say that, well, under my administration, we will be out there creating new jobs for the American people. 20,000 new jobs just under this program alone.
Well, what's really happening is they are monopolizing this area of the market so they can force out any other competitors that would create this job and create this business, which would then employ people making real money, not money that is being circulated or printed and is stolen from you and then given to them. That does not create new jobs. And that is not helpful to the economy. Not one bit. So when this woman says that it is bad for the economy, well, actually, it would be better for their local economy. How? Well, let's take a look at it. Government business. Government business of, well, I don't know, road care. Well, now that the government is shut down, we will not receive our federal grants for our roads. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't accept the federal money. Keep it within your state. Throw the government out the window and open this up to the free market. Allow people to put bids in to work on this section of road. Now, who's going to pay for that? The people who live there, or the people who want that. People which have businesses, they want people to be able to drive to their business. They don't want a pot-filled road where customers are destroying their automobile, their tires, just by getting to their place of business. They want to have roads. They want to have clean, smooth roads that people would enjoy driving on. your local chamber of commerce. They would all get together, the owners of these businesses, and say, well, hey, listen, this main furrow which comes into our shopping center is, well, it's in disarray. It's in need of repairs. We all should get together, pool in some money, and hire someone to do the job, which they would do. Garbage collection is another thing. We could have this open up to the market. People could put in bids to collect your roadside garbage instead of the government doing it. The federal government's plans have nothing to do with the economy. They don't help the economy, they hurt the economy by monopolizing certain markets. So I think this woman is looking at this from a very short-sighted view. It will be bad for our economy. It will be good for your economy. Good for your economy. Does that make me Republican? Don't know. I mean, most Republicans out there are for lesser government. Get governments out of our lives, so that is kind of, you know, leaning in that, you know, towards that team. But this whole thing about a government shutdown, well, I think it's, well,
you know, this is a joke that we're having this debate at all at this particular time. Now that it's midnight and the government is officially shut down, my Republican friends say they're coming here to try to keep the government open. They're here and they're presiding over a Congress that has now shut the U.S. government down. After 6 months of refusing to go to conference on the budget, 18 times, I've been told the Republicans objected to going to conference on the budget with the Senate. Now they say they want a conference committee when it's too late. It's past midnight now. The government has been shut down. This is both cynical and it's disgraceful. Republicans have shut down the government of the United States of America. And I would say to my Republican friends, you own this. This is your shutdown. This represents an absolute failure of your leadership. Real people in this country, your constituents, are going to be hurt by your inability to do your job.
What is your job anyway? Okay. Well, this guy apparently is very adamantly angry at the Republicans, and he is pointing fingers saying that it is their fault. You guys, you bunch of crybabies, are just, you know, your inability to do any sort of compromising, it's your fault. Here we have this finger pointing again. And yeah, I'll say it again. This team mentality. It's your fault. It's your fault. No, it's their fault. No, it's our fault. Okay, it was our fault. It's their fault. It's back and forth and back and forth. This is kindergarten. He hit me. No, he hit me. Well, he started it. No, he started it. That's exactly what this is. This is kindergarten. And my God, your life, your work, your labor is under their control. Think about that. And then how funny that is. You know, personally, I really don't care whose fault it is, you know, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, because I'm not going to play any of that game. I'm not included in any of that game. And you shouldn't be either. You should not be supporting one side or the other, because you become part of the problem. One side or the other. Hey, one side or the other. Huh. I mean, we all have our favorite sport teams, which we root for. But aren't we all, every single one of us, white, black, Hispanic, Buddhist, Catholic, Muslim, aren't we all just people? This is where I'm coming from. If we were to take one child born in Pakistan, and one child born in North Dakota. And we were to take them away from the country in which they were born and put them both on a remote island somewhere, away from the influences, away from the media hype. How do you think they would grow up? Would they grow up hateful of one another? And let's also give them, we'll say we'll give the child from Pakistan a Quran, and we'll give the child from North Dakota a Bible. And they learn about this religions, their religions or whoever religions, and you know. But still, do you think they would grow to hate each other? I don't think so. You take them away from what their leaders are telling them how to feel, who to hate, who are your friends and who are your enemies, they would grow up, you know, friends, probably. And if they did become enemies, it wouldn't be from any outside sources. They wouldn't be, you know, pushed in a certain direction. They would grow up honestly. We, living under governments, are not raised honestly. By our parents, perhaps, but by our governments, no. I grew up disliking Iran. Why? I don't know. Because that is what the media told me. That is what my school teachers told me. Iran is bad and evil. Now, having the opportunity to get away from that and looking at things for myself, I discover that the people of Iran, like Americans, the people of Iran, like Americans. It's the American government which fills us with this filth and hatred towards these other countries. This is how I was raised. And I think if anyone from my generation, I don't know what it is, Generation Y perhaps, grew up with the same thing. We had no idea, but we were told that Iran was bad. They were evil. They wanted to kill us. Of course, we weren't told that, you know, we are the ones who overthrew their government secretively. But, you know, that's besides the point. It's this team mentality again. We are better than they are. Back to this government shutdown, sorry. Yeah. This man is definitely pointing fingers that it is the Republicans' fault. And he is ashamed of them, that they're not doing their job. Millions of people will be affected by this. Well, millions of people will be affected by this. And if, and only if, the government continues to be closed, will we see light at the end of the tunnel. We can live without them. And we could create newer, much more efficient programs, and of course, you know, much more cost-effective programs also. But I don't think we'll be given that opportunity.
Your bidder just spoke tomorrow, later today, 800,000 federal workers will receive notices they're no longer needed on the job. What's your message to them, and do you have a plan to restore back pay to them?
The House has voted to keep the government open. But we also want basic fairness for all Americans under Obamacare.
What do you say to those workers, sir?
What do you say to those workers, sir? The 800,000 federal employees which will be given their, you know, walking slips for a few days? Okay. Anyway, these 800,000 workers, who are they? What kind of industries are they working in? Well, of course, we definitely keep our security apparatus intact. Yes. National security will still be up and running. Airports will still be up and moving. Federal aviation, of course, will be still working. Homeland security, of course, will still be working. Anything that keeps the pressure on us. Anything that keeps the fear-mongering up. You know, hey, just wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll bet you that if these two, you know, teams don't come together and create a balanced budget, that fairly soon you're going to hear that our nation is now, due to the governmental shutdown, the nation is now at higher risk of terrorist attacks. Just mark my words. Wait, and we'll hear it. More fear-mongering. And so it comes down to this Obamacare. And maybe this will clarify more where I stand. The Democrats love the Obamacare, you know. Health security for everyone, you know. Health insurance for everyone. Everyone should be covered. Everyone should have health insurance. Now, I live in a country where everybody does have health insurance. If you can't pay for it on your own, you are covered. Everyone in this country has health insurance. The homeless people on the street have health insurance. And it's not the type of health insurance that they can only go to the hospital. No, this is normal health insurance. If we have a bum sleeping on the street and he has a toothache, can he go to the dentist? Well, yes. And he could receive basic care without any costs to him. I pay for that, along with everyone else. Now, my insurance, I also have health insurance. However, like all of the companies here, because it is mandated, the companies have to provide you with health insurance. I pay 50%, and the company pays 50%. So, I pay my health insurance, and my company pays the other half of my health insurance. Now, but let's keep in mind here, my insurance costs are very, very low. Very low. I think monthly I pay, $125, and then my company picks up the other half. So it's not much for health insurance here. And let's clarify some things. When I go to the doctor, do I have to pay deductible. Yeah. Do I have to pay a deductible? No, I do not. I have to pay every quarter 10 euros, if I go to the doctor. Okay? Only if I go to the doctor. When I go to the doctor at the beginning of the year, I have to pay 10 euros. Only once, not every time I go to the doctor. Once a quarter, if I go to the doctor, I pay the doctor 10 euros. Now, if I am sick and the doctor gives me a prescription and I go to the pharmacy, do I pay for that prescription? Sometimes I do. It depends on the prescription. However, I have never paid more than 10 euros for a prescription. Medicine here, and yes, this is, and I'm sorry, and no, this is not a third world country. Medicine here is much cheaper than it is in America. Jeans here are much more expensive. Isn't that funny? For a pair of Levi's, a pair of Levi 501 jeans here, you can get them on sale for 80 euros on sale. That's like $95 for a pair of Levi's. However, the prescription medicine here, what I pay here would say, you know, 20 euros for a, you know, thing of pills, the same pills in America would cost 100% more. So medicine here is cheaper, but other products are more expensive. Anyway, yes, so everyone here is covered under a national health care plan. I have some problems with that. And my problems with that are my principles. I do not believe forcing someone to pay for something is an ideal situation or even moral. I find it to be immoral for me to be forced to pay for someone else. Now, my taxes here are incredibly high, 45%. But then I have to take a look at it again and say, well, wait a minute. What do I get for the taxes that I pay? Well, I definitely get health insurance, that's for sure. That's about that is about the only thing I get is health insurance. A low-cost health insurance and a low-cost medicine. However, and everything else, you know. So it's like a give and take thing, you know. How much do you pay compared to what you get back for it? Now, people in America are complaining, Republicans are complaining about this Obamacare because, well, let's face it, it is immoral. This is immoral. You cannot stand there and say, if you want to live in this country, you have to pay for these other people. Because that's immoral. You are putting a gun to someone's head and you are saying, do it or we will put violence upon you. Because that's what it is. It is violence. If you choose not to do it, and some people say, what do you mean violence? There's no violence in this. Of course there's violence in this. If you decide not to do it, what's going to happen to you? You're going to get some, you know, fees that you have to pay. A Strafenzettel, a fine. You will have a fine to pay. And what happens when you don't pay that fine? Well, the fine will go up. And what happens if you don't pay it still? You will be handcuffed, put in front of a judge, and the end game is jail, prison. And if that is not violence, I don't know what is. It's immoral. Obamacare is immoral. If you want to have a national health care, if you want to have national health care, so many countries have national health care. They do. And everybody pays into it. France is great for that. Of course, they are a very, very socialist country. And is that where you want to go? Because that's what it is. And the one argument that we hear from the Democrats is that, if we don't have this, we're going to have people dying in the street. We have people dying in the street right now. My God, what makes you think there's going to be any difference? And do you really think that people will allow that to happen? Especially Americans who love their fellow man and are proud to be an American? Do you think Americans will let people die on the street? Would you? Would you do that? National health care. That's what it all boils down to. And, you know, this is funny. This is another aspect of this, though. If America wanted national health care, my God, they could have it like that. They could afford it. America could afford. Of course they can have national health care. Quit bombing other countries. Quit spending $1 trillion every month overseas. My God. I mean, that's just stupid. To stand there, to have any politician stand there and say that we can't afford to have national health care is nothing but a lie. Of course you can. You have to prioritize on what is important to you, or what's important for the country, or what's best for the country. Now you tell me, is a healthy populace more important to the country? A populace which could be productive, that doesn't have these diseases, or someone's losing their job because they're sick and because they couldn't afford health care, so now they wait to the very last minute, and the symptoms that they have could have been discovered months, years earlier, but they weren't able to go. They couldn't go to get their annual checkup because they couldn't afford it, because they didn't have a health care. But if they had health care, maybe we could have discovered this ailment sooner and cured it before it reached the final stages. And now that it's reached the final stages, well, now it's going to cost a lot more. What's more important? The health of the populace? A productive populace? Or, God, bombing other countries that have nothing to do with America one bit? Or maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe they do. I think the American people want this, no? I think we do want our military in foreign countries and bombing them. I mean, I think that's what our nation wants. That's what Mr. Obama says. I mean, he talked straight to the military and told them that our nation wants this. That's exactly what his message was.
As president and as your commander-in-chief, I've worked to make sure you have the strategy, the resources, and the support you need to complete the missions our nation asks of you.
Our nation asks of you. So we, as a nation, we have asked the military to invade this country. We have asked them to do these countless number of bombings on whoever. We've asked them for this. So we just, you know, the military guys, we got to make sure that, don't worry, you will still get paid. Because, you know, we as a nation, we want you to do these things. You know, that's more important for us than, you know, taking care of sick people.
Unfortunately, Congress has not fulfilled its responsibility.
Why? You mean this is the only time Congress has not failed to meet their responsibility? Congress has failed every single time to meet their responsibility. What is their responsibility? To uphold the Constitution of America. And have they failed at doing that? Oh, yes, they have. Time and time again, they have failed miserably. The Constitution of America, an 100, 200-year-old document which has failed to do what it was meant to do because it has no teeth to it. No accountability. That's the problem with our Constitution. If you, as a representative of the people, if you do something, anything that goes against this Constitution, you will be fired. You will be a treasonist. You will be thrown in prison. You will be shot. Where's that missing? I mean, that's not there. If we have this document that is so important that we have to chain the government so it doesn't get too big. Well, where's the repercussions in it? If they do, there isn't any. There isn't any. This document is for the government to follow, but if you don't follow it, it's okay. It's all right. That's the problem right there. I mean, you hear from so many constitutionalists that say if they would only follow the Constitution. Well, I agree, if they would only follow the Constitution, but they don't have to. They don't have to. There's no repercussions if they don't. I mean, the Constitution has some wonderful ideas in it. However, when we leave the interpretation of the Constitution in the hands of the Supreme Court, that is a joke. When the Supreme Court rules time and time again, 4-5, apparently whatever they're voting on, they're just quite, you know, unsure of. But this thing that the Congress has failed to do, now, what exactly is it that they failed to do?
It's failed to pass a budget. And as a result, much of our government must now shut down until Congress funds it again.
Until Congress funds it again. Until Congress doesn't fund anything. You fund it, for Christ's sake. Congress doesn't do a goddamn thing except take your money and, you know, go on vacations in the Bahamas. Government programs will shut down. Okay, here we go. Yeah, the parks will shut down. Good. Let them shut down, because I guarantee it. If those parks, quote unquote, federal public parks, were put in the... And what is a public park? You tell me. You tell me. What is a public park? Isn't a public park a place where you can do what you want to do? Because, you know, you pay for this park, you're part of the public. How does that work? You tell me. How does that work? You want to have a birthday party in that park. So first you have to get a permit. Well, if you have to get a permit to do it, well, obviously it's not public now, is it? If you have to ask permission to use the park that you pay for, that's not public. So let's say you go through these hoops and you do what you're supposed to do and you get the permit for this birthday party. Pay the, you know, $5 or $10, whatever it takes. And now you have your birthday party at the park. And across, you know, the way from you, 20 meters away, you have another party going on at the park. Or maybe, yeah, but these people didn't get the permit. These people didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't get the permit. Now, who has more rights there? You? Because you bowed down, bent over, and paid this 5-year-old to use the park that you have been paying for since the time you were paying taxes? Do you look at those people and say, hey, you people, you didn't follow the rules. You didn't pay the extra $5 to have your little party here. And they would look at you and say, well, wait a minute, this is a public park. I paid for this park. Why do I have to get a permit? Public parks would be much better if they weren't public, because there is no such thing as a public park. There is no such thing as a public park. National healthcare is a good idea. I think it's a fine idea. People should fund it. People should fund national healthcare, and they would. You don't need the force of the government, because that's all government is force. 100% force and violence. Government is violence, forcing you to do what they want you to do when they want you to do it. Does that make me a Republican? No, by any stretch of the imagination. Republicans, they are, you know, out there saying, you know, we want less government. Great, great. But then they use the government to force their ideas on other people too. The Tea Party people, yeah, Tea Party people are really hard for me to, you know, put a finger on. You know, they're some kind of weird thing. And the weird thing that I see about the Tea Party is that they are so extreme religious. They use God and Jesus to support their opinions and views. They're always peppered with this idea that America is God's country. Where the hell did that come from? This is something that just occurred to me the other day. I was driving in my car and I thought, I don't know why I thought of this. This is kind of weird. I was thinking that God gave people free will. No? I mean, would anybody disagree with that? Okay? Whether you are a Catholic, a Protestant, a Baptist, or whatever, would we all agree that God gave people free will? I mean, if you disagree with that, please, please send me an email at thelostamerican@yahoo.com. Because I think this is something that all kind of, you know, evangelical religions would agree on. God gave people free will. Okay. So, I mean, the government doesn't give you free will, does it? Now, the government does not give you free will. The government says you basically, you do not own your body. You do not own your own body. You cannot choose to do with what you will to your body. That's a fact. You can't choose to drink. You can't choose to smoke. I mean, that's a fact. Oh my God, now the government in New York is claiming that you're not allowed to drink so much soda. Huh? So, you don't own your own body. You don't own your own labor, and you're not given free will. Now, if you are a Christian and you follow the words of Jesus or God, then why do you put the government above him or it? Because you do. God gives you free will, and yet you choose to worship this other form, this other idol, this other religion, which is the state. And that is what the state is. It is a religion. It puts these rules out for you to follow, and you follow. Even though God told you, you know, you have your own free will to choose what you want to do. But the government trumps. The government has trumped your religion, whatever your religion might be. And the other thing that the Tea Party is so constitutionalist. You know, follow the Constitution. Oh, but you have to allow prayer in schools. What the hell is that? Isn't the Constitution separation of church and state? But the Tea Party people thinks, well, no, we have to allow prayer in schools. And no, we can't teach Darwinism, the theory of evolution in schools. What the hell is that? You can't have it both ways, for Christ's sake. I am not a Democrat because Democrats believe in force. I am not a Republican because Republicans believe in force, using the force of the government. I am not a Tea Party member either. I'm a voluntarist, I think. People should be allowed to interact on voluntary levels. You know, you do it every day. You choose to buy a certain product and you choose to pay a certain price. Don't see a problem with that. Anyway, so that's where I stand on this thing here. If you have any opposing opinions, I would love to hear them. I created a podcast plunder page on Facebook where you could also create a podcast and let us know about it on the Facebook page. Okay, so that's it. You can email me at thelostamerican@yahoo.com. And of course, you can always Skype me at I am the Lost American on Skype. Leave me a video message and I will use your audio in the next podcast. Okay, so until then, and let's hope, at least I hope, the government stays shut for as long as possible. Okay, take care.